Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Today it's the house of Mouxion, and we talk again to Thibaut. Thibaut, bonjour, how are you?
Bonjour, thank you, everything okay?
Great, so we have something special here today, so what is it?
Yes, so today we have a petit champagne, lot 56, and it's a petit champagne really interested, which coming from a castle which has been sold and in which we found in the kind of cellar of this castle two remaining barrel of cognac from 1956. It was a family castle, was sold, and we had the opportunity to take this cognac. The point of this cognac, it's very, very humid cellars, obviously on clay. And the fact is interesting that we discover through the genealogy of this cognac that in this cognac, the grape is not only Uniblanc, as we know, but also some Baco, which is used still in the Armagnac, was forbidden in the region Cognac, and also, which is interesting to give this taste of this petit champagne.
Can you explain what Baco is for our listeners?
So Baco, it's an appellation which is used in Armagnac, and which as far as in the time they said, used to during the distillation process, the vapors will make you a little bit crazy about it because of the evaporation. They decided that in the region it will be forbidden to use it anymore. But at that time, some producers had this grape varietal in their vineyard.
Wait, so that grape variety produced some kind of vapor that would make you crazy during distillation?
Yeah, during the distillation, obviously, if you come in the distillery, you see that you have the smell and you see you have the alcohol. But the Baco had, for the whole people, this characteristic, and now it's not possible to use anymore. But in Armagnac, they still have this available.
Okay.
So about the petit champagne itself of the 56, what is interesting is this gold and slightly coppery color. And once again, this cognac, like the previous one, needs time to open, and to when you pour it in your glass, it will obviously needs to swirl the glass, and the first note will be elegant because we have these notes of dry fruits with obviously orange, and open after on the second nose with some more spice of cinnamon and gingerbread. So really, it's something which is interesting on this cognac is to follow step by step the evolution of the taste of the nose of this cognac. And then obviously comes the rancio, kind of strong rancio, same thing, long finish, and with some torrefaction like scent. Once again, this cognac has not been touched, aged from 1956, the time of harvesting, till 2018, when we bought the barrel, and till 2020, still in barrel in our cellar. So these have an evolution.
You kept the cognac in the barrel.
And the barrel compared to the other one, this one has been kept. We bought the last barrel.
How big is the barrel?
It's 340 liters, and we basically have now 270 liters left.
Okay, so we also have an idea how limited that edition is.
Yes, and the point for this one, as for all the range of the Mouxion, it's a cognac you like or not, you know, it's like that. So this kind, we won't find it anymore. So the thing is, after this lot 56 will be gone, we will obviously go for another petit champagne with another story, with obviously another kind of taste. We don't want to have similar, so we really have to find something different. And this is really going to hunt this kind of cognac in the region, because we don't just take the first one, and we really want to have a characteristic different. And all of the four we have in blind tasting, you can't mix them. They are so different from one to the other, which also for us is very interesting for people to understand that cognac is not only one, it's a different variety. So also what is interesting in this one, it's about the fact that it was distillation, but with wood boiler and not with gas. So that was something very interesting, because we know that now all the professionals prefer to have the gas boiler in order to maintain the same temperature during the distillation. But at that time, when you used to put the wood, you had a lot of concentration, a lot of heat at the beginning. Then, of course, the heat get down and you have to put again. So you have a lot of change in terms of temperature, which definitely change the quality of your eau de vie, and that is something which you don't find anymore.
Great. Shall we talk a little bit more about the nose and the taste, or would you?
Yes. Yeah, so on the taste, it's also obviously powerful, but a little balance. We have this interesting mix between the spices and the fruits, which are confirmed on the palate. And it's interesting to have this link between nose and palate. Some have a very interesting nose and some different flavors, but you don't have them in the palate. Here, the spices you have in the nose, you confirm them in the palate. And obviously, the lens in the mouth reveals this fineness of the cognac. We are in a petit champagne. We know that petit champagne basically are more elegant as the Fimbois or the Bordery. This is also the characteristic of the champagne, grand or petite. And really here, we have this this finesse, this smoothness of the cognac.
Excellent. So would you ever also consider to do a Bon Bois or Bois Ordinaire edition?
Yes, that's a really, really good question. At the beginning, we were focused on the four main appellations ending at Fimbois, but it's true that we have some treasures we can definitely find in those two remaining appellations. Bon Bois, yes. Bois Ordinaire, obviously, we also know that the Bois Ordinaire gets a characteristic of the ocean, because we are obviously close to the Atlantic Ocean. That can be also something which could be also interested to find. We obviously want something with history. We also need something which is old enough, so we are not talking about the regular XO or extra quality. We want something which can be still very interesting after 50 years. But I think, yes, it's something that soon we will go into adding the two appellations in the portfolio.
Great. Thibaut, thank you very much for all these explanations and your passion about Mouxion.
Thank you, and I hope everyone will have their own opinion when they taste, and could be interesting if they like it.
I'm sure some of them will love it. So thank you, Thibaut. Have a great day, and well, see you very soon.
See you very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place.
This is the final episode of our Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. We hope you enjoyed the tastings just as much as we did. Perhaps you even found your new favorite cognac. We would love to hear about it in the reviews. And it would be really helpful if you could give us some feedback. On the calendar page at the bottom, you'll find a voting system. It would be great if you could leave a note on what we can improve, the calendar in general, the podcasts, the selection, anything. We are still learning, and we are really grateful to have you as a customer. We are excited to reveal more insights into the cognac world with you in the future. On behalf of our whole team, we wish you happy holidays and look forward to sharing more great cognac moments with you in the new year. Take care. Au revoir from Poulignac, Cognac.